What are you doing at right tackle?
We're waiting to see how it plays out. We got two guys that are competing, and we'll see how it's all going to unfold. We'll have another day of practice. Certainly, two gentlemen that have had to step up and get more reps this week. We all know who they are as far as both William and Bobby, based upon Marshall's situation. And so we'll make a final decision at the end of the week. But both guys have had a lot of reps and waiting to see how things are. I don't know what the status is as far as Marshall specifically. So obviously that's our primary hope in terms of him being able to stay in there. But otherwise we've had to, because he hasn't been able to practice this week, those other guys have gotten a lot of reps.
What did you see from Bobby in the snaps he got on Sunday?
Well, I thought, given the situation, it was game on the line. We had to throw the ball, or we were throwing the ball quite a bit, I should say, and he was competitive in those snaps. Matched up against a heck of a player. Okay, 94 for the Saints is a very, very good football player, and he competed well. He was able to get some chip help on one of the plays by the backs. Those guys did a tremendous job, but he didn't seem overwhelmed. He didn't seem flustered. He competed and was able to do enough to help us be successful.
Is it realistic for Will to kind of step in and play a whole game at this point?
Hard to say. I know he's continued to improve every week and continued to, a better way of phrasing that would be he's continued to become more acclimated, both to playing football again, both to the system, the things we're asking him to do. So it really remains to be seen. I couldn't speculate at this point how ready he is or who's going to play right tackle.
Mike, have you had a change how Rashad Jennings holds the ball with that bum issue that he has, or is he?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, that's a cast that's there that obviously we want to always maintain those 4 points of pressure and then the fifth point of pressure when contact is imminent, and he's continuing to try to work around that, and it's something that's not natural. He's used to doing it without the cast, and so he's a very competitive young man and is someone that will do whatever he has to try to be ready, and he's working through that. So it's definitely an adjustment, but we got great confidence that he'll be able to make that adjustment. As far as if he can't play other players, obviously when guys are limited in practice or if there's speculation that they can't go, you rely upon those other players. And I think you look at some of the success, whether it's, we all know what Shane brings to the table and has brought to the table, and Orleans was able to step in and make some plays for us in the most recent ball game. And then, of course, with Bobby and with Perk, you know, a couple guys that had some opportunities in the preseason, did enough obviously to warrant being on the team, and so they'll have to be ready to go, step up if called upon.
This is left hand. How do you feel about running back only carries the ball in one hand? That's what he has to do.
There's definitely a history of that at times. There have been certain backs that carry the ball in one hand. There's also the school of thought of always trying to have the ball in the hand farthest away from the defense or closest to the sideline. It really, the most important thing, I think, whether there is one way of carrying football or the other, is just the manner in which it's carried. It can't be carried out loosely. It can't be a situation where there's the elbow is up and there's room for the defender to punch it out, and you know, you hit a hot button. We have to do a better job taking care of the football, and ball security is going to be paramount for us this week. And so I think the most important thing is how the manner in which it's carried, having those 4 points of pressure and being able to cross cup with the fifth point when contact is approaching. And so that's, I think, probably most important.
You guys moved away from the shot in the second half. I think only three carries after an outside. I think Shane had 10. Was that because of the injury, or was that just because you guys signed the coach?
You know, I'm not sure exactly why that was. I know in the ebb and flow of the game, there are certain things that maybe we feel are better suited for Shane and certain things that are better suited for Rashad. There is a comfort level in that, you know, no matter who's back there, they have to be able to protect. They have to be able to pass protect, both having the awareness of who to block and to execute the block. And so, you know, can't answer your question as to the why behind that.
Turnovers probably were a reason he didn't score a touchdown last week, but I mean, are there other issues that you're concerned about?
Yes, the turnovers first and foremost, and we have made that a major point of emphasis, and I'm sure every coach in America at all levels talks about it, makes it a major point of emphasis. The way that we have addressed it or tried to address it this week is, you know, you look specifically at those plays, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out why it happened. It wasn't where we had the ball nice and secured and tight high and tight, so to speak. It was out loose. And so the emphasis is, while we do those drills to emphasize the high and tight, that's a specific segment we've really, and the coaches have done a great job, and the players have responded in terms of everywhere that they carry the football, just going through a drill, just making sure that until they flip the ball back to Skiba or the equipment managers, they're getting that good habit of keeping it high and tight. And so it's been a major point of emphasis. So I know I took about a minute and a half of your question to answer, but that's obviously how important it is. And the other thing I think is, when we look at two other areas that hurt us on that ball game, number one, we still had six runs that were zero or negative. And that is something that we have to eliminate. We've made some progress. We take a couple steps forward, take a step back. And then secondly, the drops. And those are things that, whether they end up, you know, finishing a drive off or kind of set us back, whatever the case may be, you know, we're capable of executing those plays, and we're confident we've worked hard. We've had a really good week, and we'll make those ones on Sunday.
I wanted to ask you about the drops, Mike. Do you just chalk that up to as an aberration? Because they were not typical,
right,
for the guys who did them.
No question. And I think there's the two types of drops. We always talk about the contested catches. Are you all alone and it's right there and it's every receiver's, every coach's, every fan's worst nightmare, the ball just hits the chest and hits the ground? Or is the individual having to separate? Is there some timing that's been disrupted? Is there a defender that he feels, or maybe a hand kind of is preventing him from getting his hands on? In either case, they're both bad. I think we certainly hope it's more of an aberration, as you had said. You know, we've been very clean this week. Guys have had a lot of balls thrown at them. And, Alpec, the greatest receivers in the game, have been known to have their drops at times. It's just a matter of not making it repetitive and just spending the extra time, which they have, to try to get in rhythm with Eli, spend a little extra time on the jugs, do those type of things. And then I think it's also just a mindset and being able to prepare and focus on the opponent, knowing that when things are contested and certain defenders can be a little more hands-on than others, we're going to have to make sure we can separate and fight through that and not get distracted by that.
Asked you a couple weeks ago the idea of, would you have a sense of how teams would try to defend you if you were in three wide?
Yes.
Do you have a better sense now, 2 weeks in, with the three wide receivers out on the field?
You know what? Not really. And we're hoping that we can create some problems. And by that, it's not as easy per se as maybe, okay, we have three receivers out there. Eli, find the safety. He's going to favor where Odell is, and that gives you some matchups. Even looking at this most recent game, there are some clips, particularly even the clip that Paul was alluding to, one of the drops that we had. It's pressed across the board. There's a safety split in the uprights, and it didn't matter who there was. And yet we can also see there's a little bit more of a zone concept, and that's one of the things. That was, when I say soft, just not necessarily up in the receivers' faces, but they're just playing more of a soft 3-deep, 4 underneath, or variations of 2 high coverages, trying to see how patient Eli can be. Are we going to be patient enough to stick with the run? Is Eli going to be patient enough to take what's given to him? So we are getting a little bit of a sense, but it's nowhere to the point where I would say, hey, we got to know exactly how it's going to be. I think there are still teams that, when they have to play man coverage, they're going to put whoever they have out there, and hopefully they, in their opinion, or in their mindset, I should say, feel they're going to get there with pressure.
I know you weren't here last year, but how much do you feel like you have to, you know what happened with Odell and Dash?
Oh yeah,
I was here.
That's correct. Yes.
How much do you feel you have to say something to him, if at all, heading into this game, or how much do you feel you have to keep a specific eye on it to make sure?
Well, I think
nothing like that happens.
So much has been said. So much has been brought about by that, and I think that, you know, from being around Odell both last year and then this year, well, in a different capacity, different role, as a young man that has matured, it works extremely hard. I think he has a better perspective with everything and has the approach that I think all of us have, is that, hey, that was last year. It's a game. It's between Washington and New York, and those happen to be two pieces, two great players. They'll have their opportunities to go against each other, but ultimately it's about doing everything we can to get those guys in position to win, and we feel confident both from a coaching standpoint. I think his teammates, you read some of the comments the guys have said as far as in support of him and just kind of knowing where he's at, and I think the young man is determined and focused and is in a position where he's ready to be at his best.